حي إذ لا تؤمنوا عادة أن تنشأ عنها فتنوا. Also prohibited in, is rejoicing in any tribulation that afflicts another believer, or desiring his death should some calamity befall him. Also prohibited is excessive mirth, due to the fact that normally, when too much mirth occurs, people are not safe from the tribulations that arise from it.
So the shamata in Arabic is what in English we borrow the word Schadenfreude in German for that. We don't really have an English term that specific, as far as I know, that really gets to the meaning of shamata, but the Arabs and the Germans have it, which is where you actually are happy to see the misfortunes of others. You enjoy seeing the misfortunes of the people you don't like. One of the things Abul Hasan al-Shadri said is that nobody will reach imama, leadership, in this religion until he's tried with shamatatul ada, the joy of his enemies about his misfortunes, وَحَسَدَ الْعُلَمَاء, and the envy of the scholars, وَخِيَانَةُ الْأَصْدِقَاء, and the betrayal of friends. That's just part of leadership, that you will experience these things, and these are tests for people to see about their, whether they have the mettle to be leaders, because a leader cannot be concerned with these things. If they are, they'll never be able to lead. Al hasud la yasud. The envious one cannot lead by their nature. They can't lead because envious leaders just, they go out and do what they need to do. The envious person is always thinking about what other people are doing, and they feel bad about that. So, and then he says, so that's shamata. And the Prophet said, لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتريك. Don't show, rejoice in, don't display any rejoicing about the calamities of your brother, because Allah will remove those calamities from him and give those same calamities to you. And some of the Salaf mentioned that. One of the Salaf said that he knew something that happened to him. He was afflicted with something because the same thing happened to somebody else, and he was happy about it. And he had the same exact affliction. So these are spiritual realities that people should be concerned about.